Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps. On live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
There's money on your head, you're a wise face. Upside down with a timeless place. Only the shadow of a city you can name.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another episode of One on One. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, and today we...
Impressive.
Thank you. Yes, people, you might recognize these voices. We actually have a returning guest to One on One. Probably one of my favorite folk bands. Yeah, fuck it. The best folk bands on the
planet.
Yes, they are currently touring America with their new album, The Devil, The Heart, and The Fight, which we gave 4.5 stars out of 5.
Yeah! Where did we lose the half?
I will ask that in a minute.
No, thank you for that. Massively appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Skinny Lister.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hello. Yeah. So how has tour life been treating you so far for America this time around?
America seems to come with its issues, isn't it, at the minute? We had our tour bus didn't make Chicago, which was where we started the tour.
What?
So we had to hire a van. We drove ourselves the first few dates. Then we've got a driver, and we're going to have a tour bus in... tomorrow?
We just spent last night in the van, actually.
So holy shit!
We're all looking quite fresh.
We're not bad, considering, are we?
You guys okay, though?
Yeah, we're good. That's all the behind-the-scenes stuff, but the gigs have been going great.
We're absolutely just so excited for tonight's show. It's going to be our biggest ever US headline show at Middle East.
Yes.
One of our favorites.
You've graduated from the upstairs to the downstairs.
Yeah, we're upstairs at the minute in the tiny little dressing room there. It brings back many nostalgic memories.
Can you remember the days?
Many
of them.
Like this.
Special times.
No, but it's good. We love this venue. When we played it three or four times now.
We love Clay as well. Yeah. And Boston in general. We just love coming to Boston
it's
and playing.
It's a beautiful town.
You know, it's a great town. We've supported the likes of Dropkick Murphys here and
Frank Turner.
Frog and Molly. You had the trifecta already of Frog and Molly, Frank Turner, and Dropkick Murphys.
We've done the Holy Trinity.
That's why we got promoted.
But yeah, we played the House of Blues eight times, I think, or something.
Yeah.
But this is great to graduate to the downstairs of the Middle East is like another little step for us, and it feels good.
Yeah, because I like to say, because being familiar with the music scene, you start with the upstairs, then you go downstairs, then you move to the Sinclair, the Paradise, the Orpheum, then like maybe that's when you start getting to the higher venues.
Yeah,
well, so you're making your way.
Yeah, that's how
we're on our way.
All right. So before we jump into this whole little coin flip thing that I will tell you more about a little bit, I have a little bit of a list here.
Yep.
Can you guess what's on this list here?
No.
Shopping, groceries.
No. So
reasons to be alive.
So this was posted on the UK communications regulator Ofform as they interviewed 200 people across UK about which are the most mildest to the strongest British curse words.
Right.
So I was looking through the list, and there were some on here. And as English people, I figured there's a couple on here that are kind of like they could be raising eyebrows. So what the hell does this mean, as such?
Right.
So well,
that sounds good.
I know what word should be at the top of that list.
I do.
I can imagine.
We all know what it is.
Anyway, All right. But I don't know how much weight that carries in the US. Anyway, let's see.
All right, so I'm going through like the mild list, and I find this really interesting. Under mild, there's minger. But under...
Oh, no, you said it wrong.
How is it?
It's Minger.
Minger?
Yeah.
Minger. Oh, it's a Minger.
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 You don't even say the G. Minger.
Oh, yeah, that's something completely different.
Minger,
isn't it?
Oh, okay.
The Minge is very different from Minger.
Which is what I was about to bring up, because strong is Minge. So yeah, okay, why does the R make the difference?
Because Mingin, there's a word Mingin means disgusting
or gross.
You're Mingin, you haven't had a shower this morning.
What does Minge mean, Dan?
Minge is ladies' part.
No genitalia.
So I think there's quite a few of these on there.
You could have a Mingy Minge. That goes into the
song. How about a Mingy Minge of a Mingo?
I reckon a Mingo isn't mild, though. I reckon that's probably
a Mingo.
Yeah, Mingo is actually less
mild.
It's down there with like ginger and bonk.
Yeah,
and
no, but hang on.
Ginger?
If you got called
what are the other ones?
If you got called a minger, that would be worse than being called anything else.
But, really?
but you can say it on daytime TV and no one blinks an eye.
And if you're casually saying it to your mate, she was a bit of a minger.
Yeah, or you say it to a man, that's
not nice.
I'd like to think that they would be equally upset.
Right.
It's offensive, but not
as offensive.
It's allowed on daytime TV.
So moving up the list, we've got a word called bint.
Alright.
Silly bint.
Still not a swear word. That's
extreme sexism right there.
Really?
What is a bint? Because you wouldn't call a man a bint. It's a stupid woman.
Right.
Don't know what the origin is, but yeah.
A bitch, but bint.
Right.
Oh, you silly bint. You'd say
it's
it is horrible.
Not nice.
Minger.
Yeah, minger. Like
yeah, bint. I find that incredibly offensive.
My apologies, Miss Lona.
Well, where does it come from? Yeah. We need to know where bint comes from.
We can't start googling now.
Well, yeah.
I can't leave that alone. You keep going. I'm going to find out.
All right. So I'm familiar with this one because I'm a big fan of Father Ted. Thick.
Yeah,
F-E-C-K.
That's just a way of being able to say fuck without actually saying
fuck. Whoa, Dan.
Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you're allowed to say it. This is on catch up.
It's on the BBC.
He just never swears, unless he's stressed about swearing. Never a casual swear.
I think I've seen an interview with the guys, and they wanted to say F-U-C-K.
Right.
So it was the next best thing.
Right, thick off cup.
Yeah, thick off. Because it sounds a bit Irish, which is...
Yeah, that too. Munter. Or Munter.
Munter.
That's a German.
Oh, really?
Munter.
Yeah. Oh, she's a bit of a Munter. Yeah. It's pretty.
It's not very nice.
No,
it's something maybe Donald Trump might.
Pretty strong. Really?
Bringing me right down.
Are you just trying to say something?
Yes.
How do you feel about this word?
Yes. All right, we got.
Do you know what? Bint. In Scotland, used to be a term for an attractive female.
Really?
Yeah, though male mostly used as an insult.
Probably, because you'd say you're silly bin, it's more like saying you're thick. So if you were thick but pretty, maybe they've used it from
I used to call one of my friends Binty the Sea Hag.
That sounds like a lovely children's novel.
She didn't like it very much.
Oh, no, Binty the Sea Hag, live down the pike.
Well, hang on, Max.
I meant it in
deeper.
A nice way.
Again, it comes from the British occupation of Egypt, where it was adopted by soldiers to mean girlfriend or bit on the side.
Ah, there you go. Bit on the side.
Bit on the side.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's just a bit
tricky. Yeah. A lady of the night, a mistress.
Yeah, a bit on the side.
Yeah. All right, so let's see.
Either, is it really?
So we got slapper.
You're in the sim, but they're all in the same boat, that lady. That means she sleeps around a bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She or who's
swimming?
She.
Mainly she.
It's bad, isn't it?
Men don't get called a slapper. They're allowed to do that. Women get called a slapper.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
It's bad. Sex don't be calling women that.
Feel sorry for me. I'm a woman in this meal.
I know.
Clay's not here.
All right, so we're moving up to the strong ones. And this one, I actually...
Stefan, all of those
are
incredibly
intense. I'm sorry.
Maybe there's going to be some male ones here.
Coming up.
All right, so this one I actually had someone telling about, because here it is not a curse word. In fact, it means something totally different. Fanny.
Oh,
Yeah, you're a fanny pack, so yeah.
Right, Cuckoo Kangaroo does a song called Fanny Pack, so does that mean every time they sing that they get chased out of London?
Well, yeah, to be honest with you, fanny is like the least that you've said to me.
Really? Yeah. That's a strong one.
Yeah, well, I think a man wrote that list, and fanny is just your fanny, that's fine.
And you'd also use that as a kid. What are you fannying about?
Yeah, but that's offensive again.
Is it?
Yes, because you're basically saying, you silly woman. Mm-hmm. Your fanny.
Yeah, but it comes from the fanny.
And it's interesting because, like, there's this game journalist I follow. He's British, and he uses a term sometimes called fanny flaps. And often I thought that, oh, that's a cute way to say butt cheeks.
No, I know now.
Yeah. I know now what that
another
means.
Another word for beef curtain.
Yes.
That's on the list.
Is it really?
Fanny's also a girl's name, so you can get away with it.
Fanny McDaniels.
Yeah.
Let's see, you've got blood clot.
Blood clot? That's a what?
Blood clot?
Where?
C-L-A-A-T.
Blue
ones are the ones that are highlighted.
Oh yeah, blood clot. I never heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Clot.
I mean, it sounds like a medical,
made up one.
We might call you a clot.
Yeah. Yes, a clot. No, clots aren't even listed.
No, that's super.
Blood clot. We can't help you with that one.
And then I think lastly there is punani, which I initially thought that was a made up word.
You've gone to some sort of 16-year-old science lesson, biology lesson, and they're learning all the words that you can call
Honestly, I thought punani was like a word that Sacha Baron Cohen made up.
I did. That's where I associate it with him.
Yeah. Yeah. He sort of made it.
Is it his Ali G character?
Yes, Ali G.
I used to think it was a sandwich.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like...
Unlike our punani, all the mayo, extra tomato.
Punani sounds a bit Italian or something, doesn't it? Like punani.
Like panini.
Let's go, Tom on a solo career again.
I'm just thinking about addressing the gender balance and seeing if I can find some...
yeah, it's a lot of
male ones.
Male customer.
But there's
twat on there. Twat is under strong.
There we go. We've got one here. There's chode.
King of the chode.
Michael's got chode.
Basically, you picked out all the female ones.
Which is weird because those are the ones I was crushing about. No, like, what do those mean?
We've got prick. We've got prick to you.
Yeah, prick.
Rapey.
That's a bad one.
That's the bad one.
Really bad.
Son of a bitch.
I like how Jesus Christ is listed as a mild
one. Hang on a minute.
What?
The mild is the most interesting.
Whoa. Oh,
let me one.
Right, well, there's... Bonk is on my
Bonk.
Now,
there's a pretty mean character named Bonk, though.
But Party George used to play Bonk with all the kids in our village. And it was a game that he made up where he chased us around with a space hopper, you know, like the big bouncy thing.
Yes.
And he used to bop us on the head. Or say bonk as he backed us on the head. And then he used to lock us in the shed and we all had to try and free each other.
Has he been bonked?
He was a teacher at the time, so he was that very risky.
That actually sounds like a fun game.
Yeah, and then the police shed. Came and
that. That's a bit weird.
There goes the fun.
It's totally wrong now, yeah.
Shit, pretty nasty as well. Jesus.
Yeah, no, let's stop there now.
All right. Let's lighten
the mood.
Okay, so I have here a coin. So what's going to happen is each side we take a turn, heads or tails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins the coin toss is the one who asks the other a question. So you guys, I have the majority here because it's 5-1.
Yeah.
You guys, I think are going to be okay. Me, I'm going to have to try to come up with questions off the top of my head. And how this coin is set up, as I can show you guys here. So heads is moon prism power makeup. Okay. And then tails is the logo for the anime character Sailor Moon.
Okay.
So we're asking you questions.
Well,
it depends who wins the toss.
Yes, whoever wins the toss is the one who asks the other question.
Yes, but if we win, we ask you.
Yes,
and
so
if you win, you ask us.
Right.
Okay.
So think of this as like that moment of being able to put someone else in the hot seat for all the really bad interviews.
Yeah.
This is the one where you get to have revenge on me.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I can take it. Maybe.
Okay.
All right, so you guys ready?
Yes. Yeah.
So, Paul, heads or tails?
Heads.
You won.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You have to ask a question.
Sorry, I forgot.
You have to ask me a question. You have to ask me a question.
She was paying no attention.
What was the first gig that you ever went to?
The very first gig I ever went to, I was 6 years old, and...
Six, early start.
Well, this is kind of like a silly kind of gig sort of thing, but when I was a kid, I was into this children's performer by the name of Fred Penner. He was a Canadian children's singer, and he came over to play at my nearby theater. So I went and saw him perform. I got to meet him. No, my parents took me. I saw him live.
I saw it listed. Took them long.
But yeah, I got to meet him. He was a very nice guy, and I found out later that he does a lot of stuff for like people for autism and autistic kids. And as someone who is on the autism spectrum, I found that to be really noble of him.
That's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually a teacher for children with autism.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fact. Could you tell? Could you tell or no?
Not really, no.
She says I'm on the spectrum.
I worked with extreme, non-verbal, pre-verbal, I would say. So, different.
I used to go to a school where we were, mixed up in between the verbal and the non-verbal, and as I moved my way up, when I started talking, I moved to another class, and then right after I got out of kindergarten, I was just in the main school system.
Right. Yeah. And how did you find that?
The what?
How did you find...
Oh, my parents.
Oh, sorry. Flip the coin!
I'd love to talk more. Their dad, Patty George, is the... He's on the road when he's not partying. He's a bit of an autism expert as well.
So that's awesome.
He has a heritage of not autism, but expertise in the area.
All right, who wants to flip the coin?
Oh, I can't flip.
I'll flip, but somebody else.
Thank you, Claire. All right,
Michael's just joined the room.
Hi, Michael. We're doing this.
You missed all the swear words.
All right, so I say tails.
We had you in here, look.
Tails. So, so my question is the best Geordie Lad story.
Geordie Lad?
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a story about
it. Ah, wow. 3 a.m. Tash. No, we can't talk about that.
Stories we can
that's
talk
why
about.
We wrote the song.
Poo-tashes.
Poo-tashes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a story.
That's really not very powerful at all.
It did happen. Well, hang on, we need to just filter through the stories here.
Not for public consumption. You're a bit too strong.
What about setting fire to something?
What? Did he set fire to something? He went on a stag do and swallowed some coins and set fire to his pubes in a bar. We can say that one.
Yes.
Alright.
Great story.
Tom
Swain's
level. Alright.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah,
our old bass player. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails.
You're a winner again.
Yes, I am a winner again. So I'm curious, because I saw recently a posting about, I don't know if it was a pub or a venue you guys played in England, and you swore to never play at this venue ever again.
Oh, you know what?
Done.
You happen to be online for a little... I think you happen to be online for a half an hour window of time when I put that post up.
What was it?
I'll tell you what that was. Garage gig in London, a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And it was our biggest headline show that we'd done in the UK, actually, so it was a great night.
Yeah.
We all piled out of there, and piled down a pub... I shouldn't maybe mention the name.
I don't think it's fair to London.
Anyway,
it's really not a bad place. Yeah. It's a good place.
We had a good night, and for some reason, the bouncer picked on me and threw me out. Sort of ruined my evening.
He hadn't fallen over into a table and put a glam
on. In all fairness, I mean, you could probably see the future. What was going to happen?
I think so.
Lorna had been dancing around with a bra on. on and yeah, stuff on the table previous to that. So I don't know if he'd sort of just picked
association.
One of
these,
yeah. We have to meet a quota of people thrown out of the bar.
Anyway, he picked on me, threw me out, and then we all sort of had to fall. It's sort of the evening sort of had to.
It's a bit thin anyway as a bar.
Dan was lying on the pavement outside afterwards. So I really think it was probably the best thing to happen.
Using various of your words, shouting at the bouncers, I think.
Where did you post that?
The worst words.
On Facebook, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Never visit this place again. These are a bunch of...
I'm just going to listen to this feed.
Michael deleted it.
Like, I was hammered, and I was like, whoa.
Anyway, well done for spotting that.
It was our reach.
It was a good night.
That is incredible.
It ended abruptly.
It was a bit of a Hamburg drunk kind of.
Oh, okay. And the New Orleans post one, which we were.
The New Orleans post was.
Lorna got.
No.
That's all right.
Got deleted.
Deleted. Yeah.
That means it's not a memory anymore.
Basically, deleting it.
If you throw a beat at women in New Orleans,
yes. Everybody knows.
Just for the.
Yes, I think our listeners know what happens when you throw beads at women.
Someone had a lot of beads on it. A lot of beads.
A whole lot of beads.
Pets. Heads. All right.
Oh, he's got another whip.
I guess it's coins. All right, so... You know, I've asked people what's the best show they've played, what's the worst show they've played, what's the craziest, what's the most dangerous Skinny Lister show on record so far?
Dangerous.
Dangerous for us or the crowd?
Maybe a mixture of both.
I don't know. I mean, we've had ones where we've been injured.
Yeah, personally, I've kind of sort of fallen off the stage and dived into a metal barrier and used my accordion to defend myself.
Yeah.
But that wasn't particularly dangerous.
But it wasn't
that
the show
gig.
Was dangerous. It just became dangerous in that moment, didn't it? I'm trying to think of anything where we were...
There was the one where the pub's ceiling was coming
the
through and they had to stop the music. Yeah.
What?
Gig got cancelled.
It was an upstairs gig. It was years ago when we first started. We were doing a sort of a stompy thing in an upstairs in the Enterprise in Camden, it was. And the guys came up downstairs because the floorboards were actually
and the plaster sagging
and stuff was dropping.
What?
The ceiling. So,
that got stopped.
That could have been nasty, but we all survived.
Any other nasty ones?
There was that gig we played in a shark cage.
What?
Under the sea.
We've probably done a couple of gigs in the rain where electrics are getting a little bit dodgy, that sort of thing.
I think like all Warped Tour was pretty dangerous.
Oh yeah.
Warped Tour, I mean, I was picking people up that were passing out in your arms and stuff. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. And that time South By, when we passed the rum out and it got into some wrong hands and people were passing out and being sick all over the place. People were skidding about insane.
I remember that to be a great gig.
It was a great gig, yeah.
Any South By Southwest gig was a good gig.
Yeah,
Spiderhouse.
Spiderhouse got
Mm. Rough,
yes.
Yeah. Flip.
All right. Here we
go.
Heads or tails?
Goddamn. You flip.
It's all right. I'll call it.
Where you go?
Heads.
That
was a bit.
It did slip off, but it was.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. I believe in.
Have we got any questions? Doesn't have to be just music.
Doesn't have to be music. It can be anything.
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you were growing up? When you were a young boy.
So I remember when I was 6 years old, we had this sort of thing that we had to draw in the first grade. But what do you want to be when you grew up? And I said, I wanted to be a cowboy.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good
that's
one.
A good one. Yeah.
You're sort of a cowboy now, aren't you?
Yeah, but I think on a more serious note, I think the thing I wanted to be when I was a kid, when I grew up, was... I didn't know what it was called back then, but I said I wanted to be the voice of a cartoon character. But then back then I didn't know that meant like voice actor.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You'd be good at that.
That's some way you could go.
I can hear it already.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's me.
Yes. Tails.
Tails never fails.
Oh, heads. You guys won.
Clinton or Trump?
Ooh. Clinton.
That's pretty easy.
I don't even have to. I actually had a friend who had to interview Donald Trump for
the best interview ever. Best.
She said that he
used all those words probably in that list.
She said that he smelled like shit.
Really?
The worst cologne on the planet.
Yeah.
Probably Trump cologne.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what Trump means in the UK?
No, I don't.
Good one.
Fart.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not even Trump. Now and again. That is, if Trump. You Trump.
Yeah. Well, it's like a trumpet.
That's what people say. Yeah.
Excuse me. That smell in the room.
Yeah.
So it's kind
of smell in the country.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate name to have.
Very unfortunate name.
Tails.
Heads.
Unfortunate.
Alright. So, out of all the songs that you wrote for The Devil, The Heart, and The Fight, which one are you the most proud of? And why?
Ooh. I quite like, it depends what day you ask. But if you're asking me...
Today?
He's asking you.
I think Tragedy in A Minor is currently one of my favourites.
Mm.
I mean, just because as a musician and a songwriter, it does a lot of things in there that I quite like.
Yeah.
It changes key 3 times, but you don't really notice it, does it?
Right, because it like bounces around, and I love that sort of aspect of the song.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd say I'm pretty... But then, you know, ask me tomorrow, and it'll be Geordie Lad.
Okay.
Let's see how much time we do.
How long we got?
About like 5 more minutes. Tails. Let's do it again because I kind of saw it when.
Oh, I like a truth teller.
Heads. So let me think of a good one. The best place for your musical inspiration. Where is it that you go?
My bedroom.
Your bedroom?
Me as a writing stuff. Well, then we. Well, it depends actually. I write a lot of stuff at Lorna's parents' house in the back bedroom, overlooking the.
It's a bedroom.
The gardens.
Another various bedrooms.
But then, as a band, we on the last album, Devil Out of Fight, we found sort of inspiration all over the world because we were putting the songs together in rehearsal rooms everywhere. So. We were touring with Frank Turner at the time, so when we played in Boston, we were in a rehearsal room in Boston. And
what was that one like? Do you remember that?
I can't remember. I mean, I remember ones in Pittsburgh. We borrowed Anti-Flag's rehearsal room.
Oh, wow.
We put together Carrie and Fair Winds, I think, in there. Hamburg Drunk we put together in Hamburg. Yeah. We did partly, you know. So we drew on a lot of things around the world, you know. When we put this thing together, which was quite nice, and the UK as well, when we toured with them.
Good place to find your sound.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
So we like to think it gives the album a more global feel.
World absolutely.
World music.
Yeah. Oh,
trims down on the floor.
Yeah, for our listeners, there's like this weird sort of like he kind of looks like Rocky from Rocky Horror a little bit because he's got like the. He's barely wearing anything.
Essentially, he's got a thong on. He's got a thong here.
Yeah, that's a thong. Mad thong.
He looks about 12.
He looks too young for the body that he's got.
Maybe it's like early Photoshop.
1960.
Where we going?
Oh, hey. Where'd it go? Straight
through the hands.
Because he's got Sean McGowan's hair.
Yes, not his body then.
Have you seen Sean McGowan's body?
I haven't.
Yeah, I think I have.
Sorry, go on. What were we saying? Tails.
Tails? Heads. Okay. So this is a question I have to ask because I've seen that you guys post some pictures of it.
Yeah.
A certain festival that I'm really curious about where you guys are dressing up like Housers or something.
That's not a music... Well, it sort of is a music festival. It's not a Skinny Lister activity. It's one where...
It's not a music festival.
Where me and Lorna live and where Mule's from, Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do a... In fact, which
a pram
one
race.
A pram race.
Yeah, so that
sounds very English when you say it.
That basically means that the whole town has teams of about 8 people and they pick a theme usually, well, we like to do it that's related to the town. So we live in an old fishing town by the sea, and last year we actually won the competition. We dressed up as seagulls. This year we dressed up as fishing huts, because we're the only place in the UK, I think, that have these black fishing huts that are very tall wooden buildings, and they're all painted black and they look beautiful. And we dressed up as those, but I don't think anybody really knew who we were. Basically, the pram race.
You didn't know, you did.
The pram race is every team has a pram, and they have to make the pram into part of the costume.
Oh.
And then it's a pub crawl, and you have to go into every pub within a certain district, and you get asked a question. If you don't get the question right, you have to do a forfeit, which is like eating fish eyes or all sorts of things.
Well, sometimes you don't know the fish eyes. It's like deep fried. Right. You munch into it, and it's like, oh, Jesus, what was that?
And the best thing to do is to take something around with you and get really pissed, or drunk, sorry. And then, you don't remember any of that anyway.
It's just a good excuse for a pub crawl.
Yeah, when you were mentioning the fish eyes and such, it reminded me of one of the views you did for down in Deptford Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah, for Kathy.
Jelly
deals. The weirdest.
Well, that was in Hastings.
You see, they get jelly deals in Boston.
I don't do
it. You do a lot of oysters, didn't you? But not, I don't know about jelly eels.
No, nothing about jelly eels. Although it's weird, because now that you say it's jelly eels, because I like eating eel. I might like that.
Yeah. If it's sushi, it's
the greatest eel.
Pretty disgusting, and mule was the victorious. The
probably because you're from Hastings. You had it in your blood.
I had one before that day.
You're immune to it.
So, yeah, somehow I just powered through.
Was it your granddad who used to eat a lot of them?
Maybe.
What do you know, Jacks? What do you know?
Ask him.
Okay, last one?
Yeah, let's do the last one.
Okay, last toss of the coin.
I will say heads.
From the Grand Tosser himself.
Heads. Ah, heads. Okay.
Oh, well, that's only right.
Yes. All right, let's say that for one day only, Skinny Lister has power for the whole world. They control the world for one day. What does Skinny Lister do for that one day?
Create a worldwide party, shouldn't they?
Bring everybody together.
I would deposit money from everyone's account into my account.
In exchange for rum? Come on, there's a little bit of giving in you.
I'll buy them some rum afterwards.
So what was your answer there?
World party.
World party.
Whilst thieving from them.
That's what's going to happen. It doesn't sound good, but
how honourable.
How honourable.
We'll provide the fun.
I think that'd be that'd sound awesome. For a senior listener to rule the world one day, just have a super party.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me here on One on One. The Devil, the Heart, and the Fight in stores now. Skinny Lister on tour. Please be sure to visit their official Facebook for all tour dates. Guys, from the bottom of my heart, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Excellent.
That was good.